Hey, what is up? It's Todd. And in this episode, I want to talk with you about personalization. Like, this is such an important concept inside of digital marketing and inside of remote selling and the use of video. Well, it warrants that we take a few moments, talk about personalization so you know how to crush it like a boss.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Yo. All right, let's get into the topic of personalization. It is one of the most important topics. Once you get it, it'll change the way you convince and convert. And I discovered the power of personalization when I was at the University of Arizona working with students. I'm on the alumni board for the University of Arizona SALT Center, which is the Center for Students with Learning Disabilities and Attention Disorders like me. And before I'd go and do a weekend workshop with them, as we're having coffee, and by the way, that's the wrong thing for kids with attention disorders or kids with ADHD to have, but I'm having coffee and I'm talking with them. And my first thing I normally ask is like, so dude, what's your jam? Like, what do you do on the weekends when you're not working? It's like you're not at school. It's like that question that's not about school. It's not about like, what do you want to do with yourself when you get older? What's your jam? And I find out it's like Minecraft or, you know, something else. Somebody loves music and they love playing bass or like playing guitar or writing music. Or it's like everybody's got all these, everybody's jam is different, right? And that jam is personalized and relevant to them. So once I figure that out, then I talk to them about their attention disorders. I'm like, so if you're like playing Minecraft, your attention disorders kick in? And they're like, no, I'm pretty good. I could sit there all day. Sometimes I forget to even drink water. We're all like that when it's personalized and relevant to you. There's a power. You can leverage that. And you should if you want to convince and convert at faster rates. And that's why I'm joined right now by Wirebuzz's. Oh, dude, what is your title? Jordan Harrell is with me. He's one of the rock star members of the Wirebuzz strategy team. Do you know that I have the hardest time with titles? What's your title, bro?
That's a good thing. That means I'm climbing, you know? Senior marketing strategist.
Beautiful. And Jordan is. We get into these meetings with clients. You ever have this experience where you're like playing on a sports team and you look over at the person who's playing the position next to you and you see what they just did and you're like, oh, dude, I'm so glad that guy's on my team. I do that with Jordan all the time. Jordan's in helping us lay out strategies and few do it better. Now, Jordan, I know we want to talk about personalization, but like, why is personalization important?
For me, personalization, it starts back when I was about 8 to 10 years old, and I played soccer. I love soccer, but guess what? At that age, I never had my name on the back of my jersey, and that's all I ever wanted is the name on the back of my jersey. Get to high school, make varsity team, and guess what? Jordan gets his first jersey with his name on the back, and man, I didn't even wash that thing because it was personalized to me, right? That was mine. And, you know, it comes up every day. I'm on LinkedIn all the time, and people come into my inbox, and they hit me up, and it's not personal. It's not relevant, and, you know, I don't even actually let them enter my network unless they are providing me value or they're telling me that we have shared colleagues in the past or something relevant to my strategy, business, whatever it might be. And I think that's super important because people are going for the sale way too early nowadays. They're coming in, they're saying, hey, you know, I'd like to share some information I have that could level up your business. And, you know, here's my link, you know, book on my calendar. And they haven't even connected with me yet. So personalization is huge nowadays, especially in this COVID world. And I think a lot of sales teams and marketers need to understand that.
All right, cool. I love how this gets started. Both of us are rooted with like go into school and the experiences, and people go in too quick for the ask. Thinking about school, at the University of Arizona, the big bar on campus is called Dirtbags, rightfully so, well named. But at the U of A, every night, 1,000 times a night, cool guy walks up to hot girl at the bar, goes in for the want to leave here and go see my fish tank, like nonstop, right? And every time you see that, There's a marketing lesson. There's a sales lesson. One, the guy wasn't at the same place mentally as the girl that he just spoke with. He's thinking about leaving, closing a deal. She's thinking about what's relevant to her right now. And that misalignment is where people in business often go in for the ask too soon, and they bombard Jason's inbox here at Wirebuzz, or Jordan's inbox, or even mine. Like, my inbox on LinkedIn would be super valuable if marketers that are bad marketers weren't destroying my inbox. Does that make sense? Like, they blow up my inbox to the point where the only thing that's going to stand out in my LinkedIn inbox, my email inbox, is going to be something that is personalized to me, that's relevant, it's valuable, and in doing so, they will gain more of my time and attention. Now, I know that you, when you're working with clients, you're often early on in the strategy session are asking them about who are the different types of buyers or personas that you interact, that you sell to. Why is that, from a strategic perspective, important for you when you're laying out a company strategy?
You know, it's almost like Netflix. Netflix is crushing it right now because they're personalizing the content for each of their individual buyers. This is the same for every business. If you have more than one persona, you need to speak directly to them in a relevant way. Then you can finally get them to listen and pay attention to you. Now, a lot of marketers, a lot of sales teams are using general information about their product, saying how awesome it is and going in for the sale, and that's why they're not seeing good results. So take the Netflix model and personalize everything for each of your individual customers, and your team will love you for it.
All right, so the big takeaway on Netflix, the reason Netflix dominates and holds people's attention for 2 hours on average every day is because Netflix has a personalization algorithm. The information in Netflix can be broken down into three things. It's personalized and relevant to you as a user. That's why you have a profile, and that's why anybody that poaches in on your Netflix account uses a different profile. You don't want them to pollute your options with the crap that they watch. And I know they watch crap because I go in and look every once in a while into their account. Like, they watch that stuff. Thank God Netflix has a personalization algorithm. So then the next thing is, it's on demand. Your business information needs to be on demand when your prospect wants it, not when your salesperson is available. And the third thing is, it has to be binge-worthy. We'll at another time talk to you about binge-worthy content, but we've done a lot of episodes on this. But with the personalization element, maybe the place to get started is with writing out who your different prospects are. Like, you don't recommend creating new pages for every single prospect. You break them down into persona groups and then create pages for persona groups that are your most common buyers. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. And sometimes that content can be used in many different ways. We're not saying create a million different pieces of content for each of your personas, because sometimes the argument might be the same, but the conversation needs to start differently for each of your customers. And you need to focus on their pain points. How are they different from each other? And what is a solution that you have that's going to fix that problem?
All right, cool. So the difference between, most people, when they hear this, Jordan, about like, oh, wait a minute. It's like a light bulb goes off. So my page shouldn't be about our product, service, or solution. You're saying it should be about our persona groups? And that's like a violation of what most of us that are older than you, we were raised on. But over the years, because people have become immune to marketing that's about products, and nobody cares about products, we care about solutions that are relevant to us, it's morphed into a more effective strategy. A strategy that we really learned from looking at the analytics after an ad campaign. I mean, this is where this strategy was born. We realized that, hey, wait a minute. If I created a page that was personalized to that group, would I convert at a higher rate? And once we discovered that that was true, that revolutionized marketing, and marketing will never go back to where everything was about the product. And now it's all about the customer. You agree with that?
100%. Your customers live online nowadays, and they're scanning and skimming multiple websites within an hour. And if that website, if that landing page doesn't speak directly to them, they're bouncing off that page in the first 3 seconds. And so when Todd was talking about the ad campaigns, when you're doing A-B testing, you can do this yourself. You can test your data by creating two different pages that speak to different personas, and you'll see the results. If it's relevant to that persona, they're going to stay on that page, go through your content. But if not, they're going to bounce and go look for a solution somewhere else.
Right. So the way that you pump the brakes on them, because people need to have enough time, right? They need to have enough time to make a smart, logical decision. And the way you pump the brakes is you make it personalized and relevant. And then you can now hold them there longer. And in doing so, you can transfer more information from your big head into their head. So buying from you becomes a no-brainer. It's like just that easy. Now, let's talk. Hey, you know what we ought to do? This is a great intro on personalization. Now you've kind of got the overview. Can we do another episode where we talk about personalization in sales?
Yes.
All right. Let's do that next. By the way, Jordan Harrell's a rock star on the Wirebuzz strategy team. He drops knowledge bombs on LinkedIn nonstop throughout the week, teaching what he's learning. Often he's discussing case studies or new strategies or helping you have a paradigm shift and how you can amplify your marketing or your sales. Jordan, if people want to learn from you and get some of your best secrets, where could they go?
Wirebuzz.com/Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. That's where I'm dropping some of my favorite secrets for remote selling in today's world.
Speaking of dropping, dude, I watched some photos of you on, I think, Facebook or the gram, where you're like Air Jordan, dude, on the ski hill. Where'd you just come back from?
Just got back from Tahoe, man. It was an awesome time. I love snowboarding. And Todd, you dropped a comment on that picture. You said Air Jordan, and it went viral, man. I had like 4 to 5 other people say, Air Jordan, yeah. It was awesome.
It's so funny. I wish you could have seen how long I sat there. And I was like, what could I say that would be smart? And the Air Jordan was the easiest thing in the world. But, you know, I made it personalized and relevant. And in doing so, other people engaged on it. If you want more information from this man's big dome for free, wirebuzz.com/Jordan. And he's got like 10, 20 minutes worth of knowledge bombs. And if you want to schedule a meeting with Jordan, just fill out the form on that page. You can look at all the videos for free without putting in your information. But if you want to see if he can help you solve a problem so you can convince and convert at lightning speed, just go to wirebuzz.com/Jordan.